Today's episode is sponsored by Fiverr. The faster you move from idea to action, the faster you grow. When I need a logo mocked up, a podcast edited, or data visualized, I turn to Fiverr. It's helped me turn conversations into assets 130 times and counting. Fiverr gives you speed and quality so you can move now, not later. Use the link in the show notes and the code PhilHSC10 to get 10% off your next order at Fiverr. And today we're talking about freelancers. So let me start with this question to you. Do you think freelancers don't impact your partnerships? Well, they do. And when they fail, your partner sees it. When they thrive, your partner credits you. This is the Partnership Playbook, a podcast helping sales and marketing leaders secure high-value partnerships that finally unlock business growth and reclaim time. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes-Sinclair. Welcome to the show. Now, if you've only got 2 minutes, let me cut to the chase. Freelancers are one of the most overlooked leaders in partnership execution. Whether it's launching a co-branded campaign, building a partner portal, or designing enablement assets, freelancers are often the people doing the real work. But most leaders treat freelance hiring like a side task. In this episode, I'll show you why that mindset is costing you partner trust and momentum in your growth, and how to hire freelancers the right way to scale your partnership execution. Here are the three key takeaways from today's episode. You'll learn how to define and protect what matters most, your scope, IP, and communication, so freelancers become trusted executors of your partnership commitments. You'll also learn how to assess freelancer fit, especially when the work will be seen by and delivered to a strategic partner. And the third takeaway is that you'll get a framework for hiring freelancers who can accelerate your go-to-market and partnership efforts without breaking timelines or trust. So let's start here. How many hours or dollars have you lost chasing freelancers who, in inverted commas, just didn't get it? Now imagine the same failure happening on a deliverable tied to a strategic partner. Missed deadlines, sloppy output, reputational damage. This isn't hypothetical. This has happened to me. And if you're relying on freelancers to fulfill any part of your partner promise, you'll need to hear this. Here are the three lessons I would love you to really hear today and to start putting into practice if you have freelancers that you're thinking about hiring. Number one, set a clear brief and milestone structure before you post the job. Don't wing it inside the scope, especially if the output is going to a partner. Clarity is currency. Number two, vet the freelancer beyond platform badges. Every platform has a way of surfacing why a freelancer is respected and liked and used regularly. Your partner will see the result of the choice you make in the freelancer you hire. Don't look at the hourly rate. Look for reliability, responsiveness, and examples of highly collaborative work. And the third lesson is to prioritize communication and time zone alignment. If a freelancer can't deliver assets on time, your go-to-market campaign or partner launch will suffer. It's that simple. Now, back in 2017, I wrote an article called The 15 Mistakes to Avoid When Hiring Online Freelancers. After relying heavily on freelancers to deliver growth experiments and co-branded assets and content for multi-company campaigns. Some were brilliant. Others caused silent failures. And when your partner's perception of your brand depends on that output, you can't afford a casual approach. Hiring freelancers online is seductive. It looks fast, it looks flexible, and it looks cost-effective. Perfect for startups and go-to-market teams with constrained headcount. It lets you scale creative, your software development efforts and operations. And when partnerships create sudden needs, custom pages, data analysis, or campaign design, freelancers are your just-in-time force multiplier. When you need additional help to execute on partner intent, freelancers aren't just a convenience, they're essential. But only if you treat hiring them as a strategic function, not as a side hustle. When done right, freelancers can help you co-design partner sales assets. They can help you execute on joint campaigns, localize content, or even launch a pilot product. all without adding a permanent headcount. One campaign we ran with a fintech partner succeeded only because a freelancer turned around the microsite and launch assets in a matter of days. That speed made the partner look good and made us their preferred collaborator. So what can go wrong if you don't select the right freelancer or you don't set them up for success? Well, there's a whole bunch of issues. Let's run through them. The first one is that freelancers can disappear mid-project, leaving your partner waiting. The assets delivered is brand inconsistent, and that can jeopardize trust. The scope creep can mean the freelancer blows out the timeline right as you need to deliver. IP confusion or a lack of an NDA can create partner hesitation in doing more work with you. And the one that I see the most is that your team assumes the freelancer knows the strategic context, but they often won't. Each of these isn't just a freelance fail. It's a partner credibility risk. And that's why these mistakes matter. Okay, let's go deeper here with six factors that you can build into your freelance hiring operating system so that you can create the leverage that you need from hiring high-quality freelancers. Number one, map where freelancers touch partnerships. Start by reviewing your current and upcoming partnership deliverables and ask, where are we relying on external help? For each asset or activity, note whether it affects partner perception, is time-bound, or requires a special degree of accuracy and brand safety. Now you know what's mission critical. That's your non-negotiable scope. These are the areas where freelancer quality and reliability must be rock solid. Number two, build a partner-safe hiring system. Freelancer hiring needs its own ops layer. Not complex, just consistent. And here's what to include. A brief template that includes the objective, the scope, the deliverables, timeline, communication expectations, and the tools you're going to be using. Include a hiring checklist. Does this freelancer have experience with high visibility work? Have they worked on team-based projects directly before? And do they have references with similar complexity? When it comes to IP and non-disclosure agreements, make sure you set the standard. This is especially important when partners are involved. Protect their data as if it's yours. And time zone compatibility. A five-hour gap might sound fine until you're chasing final changes the night before the partner product launch. Number three, use freelancers to scale, not abdicate. Now, freelancers expand your capacity, but they don't own the outcome. And here's the difference. Scaling means you can run more initiatives, more experiments, and more co-branded content. Abdicating means you assume the freelancer knows your priority, voice, and context. You need to lead them, check in regularly, and make sure someone on your team remains accountable for the final deliverable. Number four, onboard freelancers just like you would a partner. The best freelancers are fast learners, but only if you teach. Each freelancer should get a short Loom video with context, why this project matters, who it's for, and how it will be used. A brand guide or partner playbook, especially if the work is co-branded, and a schedule of reviews, midway, feedback, final review, post-delivery debrief. You wouldn't throw a partner into a sales campaign without onboarding. Don't do it to a freelancer. Number five, pressure test every partner-facing output. Before anything reaches a partner, pressure test it. Ask these three questions. Does it look like it came from our brand? Number two, does it deliver on what we promised our partner? And number three, if this was shown on stage at a launch, would I be proud? If the answer is no, then fix it. It's better to delay by a day than damage trust for months. And number six, use the freelancer feedback loop. Freelancers are part of your growth engine, but only if you're learning. So build a loop. After each engagement, rate them on communication, quality, on-time delivery, and partner safety. Keep a running doc of trusted freelancers tagged by skill and time zone. And debrief internally. What made this work? What almost broke? Over time, this becomes a deep competitive advantage. There is no doubt, and I can tell you from experience, that freelancers can be the fastest way to deliver on growth and partnership promises, but only if you lead the engagement like your reputation depends on it. Because in partnerships, It really does. Thanks for investing time with me today. And before you go, I have a question for you. Do you ever feel stuck, unsure of how to move forward with a partnership opportunity? Maybe you're circling the same conversations, hoping momentum will magically appear, or worse, saying yes to things just to do something. Well, you're not alone. The truth is, most business leaders aren't short of opportunities. They're short on next steps that actually work. That's why I created something for you. It's called the 100 Partnership Tactics, a free collection of proven, practical moves used by high-performing CEOs, founders, and sales leaders to turn talk into traction. Inside, you'll find what to say, to do, and to build at every stage of a partnership, so you can stop guessing and start growing. You'll find the link to these tactics in the show notes. It's free, it's battle-tested, and it could save you months of wasted time. And thanks for tuning in to the Partnership Playbook. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes Sinclair. I'll see you in the next episode.